growing up with a cane pole in his hand. Like a fool to tramp sitting down by the stream that leads him to Corpus Bay. Give him a shotgun to please his mind. Give them quail a few reasons to fly. Living in the city just ain't for me. I wanna go back to the country. Take me to Texas. I wanna go down that open road. Take me to Texas. I wanna see how far this country goes. Take me to Texas. I wanna go down that open road. Take me to Texas. I wanna see how far this country goes.
Fill up your coffee cup, put the dog on the porch, and turn up your radio. This is the Outdoor Zone with TJ and Cody Ryan, live from the bunkhouse.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going, just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away, you get going, leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind.
All right, welcome back. It's the Outdoor Zone live in the bunkhouse. I'm TJ Graney, your host in the bunkhouse. Yeah, it's just an old tin shack on the ranch, but we call it home with you, the regulators, every Sunday morning, live from 7 to 9 Central, or 24-7, 365 on a recorded podcast available on all the podcast platforms. In the bunkhouse with me is Beefsteak.
Oh, yeah.
And Cody Ryan is on the road. He's here with us at Lake of the Cherokees.
No, Grand Lake of the Cherokees.
Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Not just the regular Lake of the Cherokees, but this is the Grand Lake, so it is the more grander.
It goes by just Grand Lake.
Grand Lake. So, and Road Rash is the ranch hand that gets here early, makes sure the gate gets open, potbelly stove gets fired up, foil gets put on the coat hanger out front, so you, the regulators, can get our signal coming out. And you are getting the signal, and speaking of signals, we get tons of emails, and occasionally you guys will go to our Facebook page, The Outdoor Zone. Follow us at The Outdoor Zone. Post your stuff on there. You can contact us through there. And through there, we had Cody Ryan got a submission last week about a comment he made on a story we talked about. So we talked about the city of Austin promoting this turn off your lights at night plan to try and help migrating birds.
No, save millions of lives.
And they made a big deal out of it, and several cities have. And so he got this letter from somebody, one of our listeners, or an occasional listener, and he said, you know, I didn't appreciate you being so flippant about this. It's really important. And if you did your homework.
Well, and my comment was probably basically, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Turn off your lights to save migrating birds. That's stupid. That's probably what it was, something, you know, just to set it
but
up.
But how was it interpreted? Probably. I didn't see it. So
well, so the guy was really nice. I mean, he wrote a...
What were the points, though? What were the main points?
Well, so he thought that we didn't give the real problem an educated conversational weight. You know, it's just like we looked at it, we said, yeah, that's just stupid,
and we didn't look at the
and
pros,
we kept
cons,
going
and
okay. Well, we didn't, well, yeah, we just didn't, but I guess, you know, and maybe and I'll admit to it, maybe I didn't spend enough time on it, because I'm thought about this stuff. I've read about it. I've had conversations about it in the past, but I thought, okay, well, I'm going to deep dive into this one, just this one, and make sure that I'm not just, that we're not just totally off. And so I did a deep dive into this whole turn off the lights. Really, what is it that gets a bird from north to south? And, you know, and all, what are the experiments that they've had? And I found, I kind of boiled it down to, so what they're saying is that birds get lost, they get killed by the millions when they get distracted by cities. They'll fly over and they'll go into the city and they'll crash into stuff. And I mean, they just, it just disorients them. And this whole long thing about it, and people, as the left leaning, fun loving, whatever, I don't even know that it's left leaning, but the people out there just fall in with, like, oh, that makes sense.
It's like a surface
without even
thinking.
Really, and they just and they just fall for it. And that's how a lot of the animal rights and a lot of that stuff just gets going is, that sounds good. And then somebody writes about it without any spending any time digging into it. Well, is that even real? And so.
Well, and I'll say real quick, that was what my response was in reference to. It wasn't so much about changing the migration of birds and the lights. It was, my comment was, look, let's be realistic. Turning off your porch light or asking the 1.8 million or 2.1 million people in the city of Austin, however many there are, don't take that number as factual information, to turn off their porch lights is going to realistically change the flight patterns of birds? No. The city's there. The lights are on. It is what it is. Let's get down to reality now and discuss reality. If that is truly an issue,
street lights.
So typically, what
your porch light's not going to change.
No, when there's a million street lights everywhere.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's,
the city's here.
So what they have scientifically, what they know scientifically is that there's a magnetic force and a sensory element in a bird that draws them onto this pattern that takes them north and south. I'm going by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Study. There was a huge U.S. Fish and Wildlife Study. Go read it and dig in. I was driving my wife nuts last night because I'm just digging in on this thing going, okay, where is it saying that city lights do this? Now, there is times where different birds will follow a bugs and there's all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, they've seen birds at 20,000 feet, mm-hmm. jet pilots, you know, and most birds travel at night because of the temperatures and their, you know, the moisture in their bodies and the oils and all that stuff, you know, work better when it's cool. And there's a whole bunch of stuff to it. And the only thing that I could find that had anything to do with lights, it says in here, let's see, in North America, migratory movements are continent-wide, and no evidence indicates a particular part of the landscape influences all birds in the same manner. Certain bird populations may use regular geographic routes during migrations, but they are usually not rigidly restricted to them because of topography. The only thing that they have had that showed up in as far as lighting, it was lighthouses, tall buildings, monuments, television towers, aerial obstructions have been responsible for killing migratory birds.
And what if you turned off the lights on all
so
those?
So super tall, sometimes a spotlight would do it, but it's because the lights draw in bugs.
And they want to eat.
And they go to eat the bugs and they hit a piece of the tower or whatever. And of course, there's been strange, you know, deals where a flock of birds will just fly into something and because whatever reason, you know, random unlucky little birdies. But there's nothing. It wasn't even listed as a reason. The other one that was even listed higher than these tall towers was exhaustion. They get exhausted and they just crash into something, or are they just
That's not
die?
From your diesel engine.
No, you
that's
know what
not
that's
from your
from?
Lawnmower. That's from being tired. Not.
No, that's from the anxiety of all of those wind farms trying to produce wind electricity, right? Power, and they have to, you know, worry about that. So,
TV towers
that.
Have killed. Kills have been an excellent source of scientific information on fat loads migratories carry, since they literally remove birds out of the sky during migration. So they actually, U.S. Fish and Wildlife study actually puts a spin on it that says, and you know, really, a couple of birds getting killed now and then. So I appreciate your thought process there, that somebody would spend that time and send in that long email to you, Cody Ryan. But hey, folks, as good as it may feel, as much as you think you're helping the migratory birds out there, turning off your porch light, closing your window blinds, and taking your security lights and blackening them out is not going to affect the migratory birds.
I say what would be good is to give a little bit of money, slide it over to the conservation area.
Give it to Ducks Unlimited.
Or some of the others that create all of these wildlife habitats.
Or go buy a hunting license and help U.S. Fish and Wildlife continue their
Or tell me about Niall Maxwell.
Study. No, well, I'm going to tell you first. Oh, is it Niall Maxwell?
Yeah, that's the superstore. Let's do it.
Okay, I thought I was doing McBride's Guns, but
that was in, but we'll catch up with that.
Hey, start your next adventure with the award-winning lineup of Jeeps. Start it at 0% financing for up to 72 months on select new Jeeps. Start it at the number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer in Austin, the Niall Maxwell Supercenter. When you think Jeep, think Niall Maxwell Supercenter. No one stocks more, sells more, and saves you more on Jeeps anywhere in Central Texas. Your adventure starts now at Niall Maxwell Supercenter, online at NileMaxwellSupercenter.com.
Coming up next, we'll talk your PETA report. If that wasn't fun enough, we got your PETA report, Armed Citizens Report, all that and more. It is the number one outdoor radio show in Texas. Thank you for hanging out with us in the bunkhouse. You can find us 24/7, 365 at TheOutdoorZone.com.
Killing time. This killing time is killing me. And I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
This is T-Roy Broussard listening to The Outdoor Zone.
They call me redneck, white trash, and blue. $1 million.
All right, welcome back to the number one outdoor show. Thank you, regulators, for being tuned in. Thank you for buying your firearms at McBride's Guns. Got to spend some time with Mr. McBride this week, and man, those guys, banner year last year, another good year for firearm sales. And you know, when you buy something as personal, as important as a firearm, you want to go to a place where the staff is skilled and trained to help you with that purchase. You want to buy the one that fits your hand correctly, fits your shoulder correctly. If you're buying a youth model, you want to make sure you get the right one. If you've got a family member who is trying to get a firearm, a collection appraised, they can help you with that. If you've got a firearm that you want to trade in, trade up, go to McBride's. They're in the same place they've been for years, corner of 30th and Lamar. You can call them 472-3532, 512-472-3532, or just go online at McBride'sGuns.com, because McBride's Guns, well, they're our hometown gun shop. Now it's time for our PETA report.
Yeah.
They are anti-hunting, anti-fishing, anti-meat, anti-you and your family's outdoor heritage. It's time for the Outdoor Zone's PETA Report, because we love animals too. They taste great. Hey, this PETA Report. This PETA Report brought to you by Sun Automotive. Each and every person at Sun Automotive works hard to demonstrate they take pride in what they do, and they want to be the place you bring your vehicle anytime it needs scheduled maintenance or repairs. When it comes to your auto maintenance needs, brake repairs, transmission service, Sun Automotive sincerely appreciates having the opportunity to serve you at the Sun Auto Service Repair Shop nearest you. Follow them on Facebook for great maintenance tips. They got locations all around Central Texas. 405 West Slaughter Lane, 1300 Medical Parkway in Cedar Park, 1403 Rivery Boulevard in Georgetown Lakeway, 1206 Ranch Road 620, sunautoservice.com. So on our PETA report, I was going to talk all about this silly stuff they're doing for Thanksgiving coming up, but I thought it might be even more interesting to talk about the environmental group wants to rewild 75 acres at Zilker Park. So Zilker Park is a huge metro park. It's in the pretty much in the middle of downtown Austin. It is the backbone of the Austin Music Festival and the Kite Festival, and it's just a huge place. Running track, walking track. They built the track now goes all through the lake. They built this pier walking running platform thing that goes all the way around the lake, and so this large monster park, this group has come back up out of the ashes, the Save Our Springs Alliance, and it wants to rewild Zilker Park with this vision plan, which aims to create more shade, water protection, and bring more wild nature to the urban park. So what they want to do is they want to rewild this area. And so, but here's my, that's, I'm rewilding and
yeah, but it doesn't go very far. I mean, did you read what they wanted to rewild? I mean, just like introducing indigenous plants, and I'm not so sure they were all about.
Well, here's my question is, where were you all of last year, all the last 2 years, when some of the most pristine creeks, some of the more influential environmental areas in this region, mm-hmm, and regions across the country, but specifically to this group, where were you when the homeless camping compounds were absolutely flooding the waterways and the environment with their trash and runoff and toxic waste? And I mean, where was this group back then when these people had these huge camps built on the banks of these places, now that they're saying we need to rewild? Why don't you get together a group of people? I met this group of people, and we talked about it on the show, and they were just an independent group of people that were going to I saw a group of people gather at Mary Moore Seawright Park, another small park in Southwest Austin. It was near my house. It was a place where I ran, great park. And there's a group of people. I went over there and said, "Hey, what are y'all doing?" And they go, "Well, we're a social group. We're called online. We're called Trash People or something like that." And they meet once a month in a park, and they just go around picking up trash. And I just said, I said, "You guys are the top of the game,
of the heap.
you guys are the gold ribbon winners." And so I see this kind of stuff, and I go, that's cute that they want to do that, but where were you the last 2 years? Where are you right now? I mean, you see in California, or Seattle or any of these places that were at one point these pristine, beautiful, incredible environmental and people got to start thinking about Yellowstone. Yellowstone could not handle the crowds this year. The biggest crowds.
Wait, that's not just a show on Netflix.
Yeah, well, it was because the Daltons didn't want them there. So
it was the largest crowds ever, and they're having to rethink now. How are we going to handle this?
Last month,
what are we
going to
do? No, this whole year. Up this year has been the more visitors this year, but that's in national parks, state parks, city parks. But I'm just saying, okay, this group that used to be all about keeping the water in Austin and the landscapes pristine, where were they the last 2 years? You know, how many of these guys in this group have actually taken trash bags down along the Lady Bird Lake and picked up hypodermic needles and trash and beer cans? And
well, see, the problem is you do that and then you want to go, I don't want to do this again. I would rather figure out why there's so much hypodermic needles and all this trash, and I want to get rid of the people making that trash. And that's opposite of what the city is going for.
It's just another one of those. It's just another one of those.
But you're right. Going out and doing something like that.
Where were you?
You're putting your feet and your hands to talk for you, right? I mean, you're going out and you're doing something.
You know, we were talking about Gavin Newsom, to your point. We're talking about the governor of California. Mm-hmm. So I would challenge him to go spend a week on the fire line. Go put your big boy pants on and go spend a week on the fire line with some of those firefighters that are out there fighting those wildfires and spend it, you know, put on some boots and go out there and spend a week with those guys. Get out of your plush office and your fancy restaurants and go get out there with them. And just like I would say, you know, go do a ride along every night with a cop for a week and go figure out what's really happening and make decisions that way. Go to the border. Exactly. And see what's really happening. So anyway,
instead of going the other way with it, right? Which is like, I hate to say, even bring this up, but Austin is more like, you know, we shouldn't have homeless people. Well, in fact, nobody should be homeless, so we're going to spend $1,500 a month per person, and we're give them a stipend if you live. That's what they want to do. So you can have housing. And you're like, that's your way to solve it? Come on,
you
man.
Know,
go make some.
I may be coming back to town. $1,500 sounds pretty good.
I have some young people I know that work their tail off to try and pay rent in this city, and their rent is $1,200-$1,500 a month for mm-hmm. rent, and they're working.
Yep.
They're not just sitting around holding their hand out, you know. So I got zero tolerance for that, but my whole thing is, if you're an organization and you're it's the whole thing with PETA. You know, PETA is the worst example of an environmentally concerned, animal rights concern group that you could possibly have. And people give them money.
Yeah, that's why they're listed as a terrorist organization.
Well, that's why. But what you need to do is put a billboard down by the stockyards, right?
Well, so they're doing this whole thing where they're with the livestock show and rodeo coming to Dallas-Fort Worth. They're planning this huge protest about, you know, don't eat meat and shouldn't, you know, have cattle and all that, you know. I saw that and I was going to talk about it, and it just wears me out. It just wears me out.
It's such a waste of money.
And then the, you know, this environmental group that at one point was, you know, actually doing some things, I thought, in Austin that mattered, 20 years ago. They come back, and after the last 2 years, and even the lingering debris and nastiness that's left behind from the homeless camps on the pristine shores of our great city of Austin. Come on.
Well, you know what you can get. That's right. That ding means you can get into the perfect Honda. You know, that includes their best sellers, along with the Accord, Pilot, HRV, Civic. There's some things for everybody. Go ahead with everyone in the 2001 Honda Pilot. That's a perfect fit for the whole family. 2001 Pilot makes getting there a whole lot more fun and is ready for everyone for your summer adventure. Don't be envious. Find the perfect vehicle and save during the Honda Summer Clearance Event. Visit one of the Central Texas Honda dealers at First Texas Honda, Howdy Honda, Round Rock Honda, or Honda San Marcos. Or simply go online at to Central Texas Honda Dealers.com.
Get where you're going in a Honda. Honda.
Thank
Nailed
you, Cody.
It. Hey, coming up next, your Armed Citizens Report. You do not want to miss it. You get it only one place, right here, live in the bunkhouse, 24/7, 365 at theoutdoorzone.com.
This is Michael Waddell with The Bone Collector, and you're listening to TJ, Cody Ryan, and Beefsteak on the number one outdoor radio show, The Outdoor Zone.
You heard the man. We are live in the bunkhouse.
Shore Raw Bar and Grill. Our amazing friends at Shore serving up regional coastal cuisine, combining flavors from Texas, Louisiana, and Mexico. And today, this morning, you can join in on the Waffle Jazz Brunch. The Waffle Jazz Brunch. Who wouldn't want to do that on the patio today? The weather's cool. Beautiful. These guys are killing it with music every night, live music every night, twice on Sunday. They have really cool oyster selection like none other in the city of Austin. Fabulous desserts and homemade breads. Go visit our friends Jim Wahlberg and Rick Wahlberg and Jim Schneider at Shore Raw Bar and Grill, located at Highway 71 west at Covered Bridge, just west of the Wine Oak Hill, the Shore Raw Bar and Grill. Go to shoreatx.com for details. Shoreatx.com for details. Shore Raw Bar and Grill. Go get you some.
Let's hear a little bit from our Armed Citizens Report.
Today, legal firearm owners are protecting themselves and their families across the nation. These acts of courage and valor are seldom reported throughout the liberal media. The Outdoor Zone wants you to know the truth. This is the Armed Citizens Report for the week.
So, an armed robber was shot in the face in Texas when his victim pulled out his own gun and shot at him. Just days after a Texas law went into effect allowing residents to carry handguns without permits. He was shot in the face one time. He's at the hospital. He's going to live. He's conscious and breathing now, Houston Police Department Lieutenant R. Wilkins said. The incident unfolded Wednesday evening in Houston when the victim was walking to a local Shell station to make a few purchases. The suspect in the case was dropped off by a driver around the same time and approached the victim by lifting his shirt to expose a gun and demanded he fork over any valuables. The victim, however, was also armed and pulled out his weapon and shot the suspect in the face. The suspect is in the hospital and in police custody. Additionally, no charges are expected to be brought against the victim as he was defending himself. He's being extremely cooperative. He has no criminal history whatsoever, Wilkes said of the victim. The incident comes after Governor Greg Abbott signed a constitutional carry bill into law this summer, allowing Texas to carry handguns in public without going through training or obtaining permits. You could say that I signed the law today, signed into law today some laws that protect gun rights, Abbott said at the bill signing in June. But today I signed documents that instill freedom in the Lone Star State. The law went into effect September 1st. Yeah, well, that's one of the rare stories that you get to hear on our show that you don't hear in a lot of other places, because it doesn't follow the narrative of the folks who don't believe that you should own. But 26 million firearms were sold in 2020. Brand new gun owners buying their first time ever firearm. And that's just the folks that filled out the application to buy their very first firearm. And even the one of the co-hosts of The View,
yeah,
bought her first gun. Sherry Shepherd, it just makes me feel like at least if something happens, I can protect my child.
There you go.
Now, doesn't say anything about her husband. Or does she? Is she married? Does she have a husband? In discussion about the increase of black women in purchasing firearms in the recent years, ABC's The View guest host Sherry Shepherd told the audience why she's so a proud gunner. I bought a 9mm gun, Shepherd announced to an amused audience. I don't know why you're laughing, she said. During the quarantine, I felt really helpless. Joy. And we're talking about depression, Shepherd explained, before explaining her firearms, plural,
with an S, yes,
have helped her protect her children. I felt Jeffrey would look at me like he was so scared. I get these little alerts in my neighborhood app about a march in the neighborhood, and I thought, how am I supposed to protect my son if something happens? So you get those crowds marching through, you know, what are the groups, the Antifas, marching through these neighborhoods, and everybody goes off on a guy and his wife protecting their house, standing out with their firearms. And now this gal on here is saying, you know, I had to do it to protect my family and my kid. What would I tell my kid if I couldn't protect them? Hitler,
I said, I felt very empowered when I bought this gun. I took lessons. I took the test. I go to the range with my girlfriends like every other week. And it just makes me feel, at least if something happens, I can protect my child. Amen, sister. I love it.
And in host on the show tried to make it this whole Black Lives Matter, tried to turn it into this whole racial thing. And she's like, no, I did it to protect my kid. If something went down, I want to be able to protect my kid. And I don't want to not be able to tell my kids I can protect you with all that's going on.
And she revealed that her and her friends went to a black-owned gun shop in order to purchase it. You know what I mean?
I love that. I'm like way cool. I don't care.
This is not a racist thing.
No.
Even though they're trying to make it in here.
Well, she's trying to come up with something that where Joyce Behart will like say, oh, well, okay. It's okay that you did that.
Bottom line.
In reality, it makes zero difference because it means absolutely nothing to the point and the reasoning for which it was done.
So I went to dinner with somebody last night that said all their life they were against guns, wouldn't ever have their kids around, wouldn't have it in the house, and now they're going, about a year ago, I got a gun. And I want to protect. And he goes, you know what? The biggest thing that opened my eyes is look at Australia. I loved Australia before. Thought they were the greatest country. And they always talked about how bad guns were and Americans were in love with it and they're crazy. He goes, and now look at the trouble they're in. The government is taking over. And he goes, I'm afraid that that's the same thing's going to happen here.
No.
And I want to protect myself.
We have the Second Amendment here.
That's right,
the right
baby.
For people to bear and
shall not be infringed.
Hey,
yes. So
GMC.
Yeah. I love it. Live it. It's awesome. I on my way here, I'll wrap this up real quick. On my way here to Oklahoma, I saw this advertisement that caught my eye on this lady's car. So I looked up the website, and she makes jewelry made out of ammo casings.
Ooh.
It's really cool.
Oh, man.
So,
Christmas is coming.
We should buy something from her.
That's right. Hey, we'll wrap this whole thing up on the flip side. You are listening. You are tuned in to the only source that will give you the truth week after week. It is the Outdoor Zone. We are live in the bunkhouse 24/7, 365 at theoutdoorzone.com.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Hey, landowners, there's no better way to ensure a successful farm or ranch operation than have safe and well-built equipment that you can rely on for years to come. It doesn't matter how many acres you got. You want the best handling equipment, fencing, feeders, rodeo arenas. FarmRanchStore.com is proud to offer you the top quality of products available on the farm and ranch market today. Suppliers include the Prefert, Powder River, and WW Manufacturing, all trusted names in the industry. If you have a piece of land, if you have a piece of dirt, and you haven't gone to farmranchstore.com, you got to go there to check them out. They also have the hog traps that everybody's trying to get their hands on that are remote control. You can use your phone to set them off. It is incredible. Watch the videos. Go to check out our buddies over at FarmRanchStore.com. FarmRanchStore.com. That's where the landowner goes to get the work done.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar." And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt."
All right, Dirt Talk brought to you by our friends Jill and Annette at buybastropproperty.com. Their passion for small town and country living makes them uniquely suited for helping you find the perfect place away from the big city. And if you need to sell your place in the big city, they can help you with that too. Jill loves getting to know their clients and is relentless in her efforts in finding you the perfect place. Ann's business law and paralegal background assures you of all the real estate puzzle pieces fit. Nothing makes them happier than a happy client. Buy BassDropProperty.com and you better together. I was talking to the girls this week and had a couple of different things that were really interesting for me this week. First one was just all the stuff going on in small town America right now. Just the fall festivals and, you know, and I talk about it all
county
the time.
Fairs.
I just talk about it all the time how... thinking about living out in the country, living out in small town America, what in the world would you do? And just, man, small town America is alive. It is alive. There is something happening all the time. And maybe not in your town, but the little one just 2 miles down the road.
Well,
7 miles down the road.
What do they say? It never stopped. When other cities shut down.
Yeah, when the big cities shut down, small town America kept
alive. What are you talking about? We're doing the same thing. We always done.
So one of the things that I've experienced in my short term as a landowner, but learning about landowning, I'm big in meeting my neighbors, understanding who my neighbors are, talking to the farmers and ranchers in my community, understand how to take care of my dirt. And so... learning what to do as far as pesticides and...
Are you a natural gardener now?
No. I'm a pesticide guy. But where you use them and how you use them is really critical because I have a well that services my property. The last thing I want to do is contaminate my well. I've had all my water checked. I got good water. But you got to pay attention because everything goes into your dirt and it filters into your water at some point. on your property somewhere, yeah, or your neighbors. I was watching, I don't know how many of our listeners watched the Netflix series Heartland.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my gosh. We can't go a show without you talking about this.
Him and his wife hold hands and watch
it. I just love the show. But they did an episode on a guy that lived out in the country, and he had dumped a bunch of trash, and some of it was some old cans that had pesticide in it and got into a creek, and, you know, and how it affected things down the creek. And, you know, but I'm just really careful about what I use and how I use it. And I get my information mostly from the locals. I'm like, I want to ask a farmer, what do you do? Now, not everybody's going to agree with them. And there are different farmers that do it different ways. You know, there's organic farmers that would maybe not do something one way, but
most of what I've heard is everybody says we use way too much, then we get runoff. If we just used the right amount, did it at the right time so it didn't run off in massive quantities and then kill the vegetation like Roundup or whatever, right? Gets in the streams and it kills that vegetation. If we used it properly, we probably wouldn't have any problems.
Well, buy Bastrop Properties, buybastropproperties.com. Check with Jill and Ann. If you're thinking about getting a piece of dirt out in the country, now's a great time to call them. Set up, just get yourself set up with them where they can let you know when something comes across that maybe you want 5 acres, maybe you want 10 acres, maybe you want 2 acres. But get in the loop with them now, because when that stuff comes up, it doesn't stay long. And they got some stuff right now. They got a 30-acre piece just to die for. So anyway, buybastropproperty.com, buybastropproperty.com. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, it is never wrong to do the right thing. Our friend Mark Twain said that in his autobiography.
Hey, sounds like Dr. Laura. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Don't be too quick to get angry, because anger lives in the fool's heart. Live it, love it, learn it. I'm Cody Ryan. Thanks for hanging out with me live from Grand Lake, Oklahoma.
Good luck, Cody. We're backing you.
Yeah, you can follow Cody at, how do we follow you, Bassmaster.com?
You can follow there, but you can also find all my socials at CodyGrannyFishing.com.
CodyGrannyFishing.com. All right, folks, this week, get the kids off the couch, take them for a walk in the park, show them the birds, the trees. Heck, take them hunting, take them fishing. We don't care what it is, as long as you get them into the great outdoor zone. Hey, want to encourage you, find a good Bible-based church in your community. Guys, get your family together. Rally them over to a good Bible-based church in your neighborhood somewhere. If you want to start a hunting and fishing ministry in your church, we can help you with that. Go to kidsoutdoorzone.com. If you got a boy who needs to spend some time off, get off the computer and spend some time outdoors, go to kidsoutdoorzone.com. And if you want to support a program that gets kids outside, KOZ, Kids Outdoor Zone, no kid left inside, you can donate money, land, cars, participate in getting the next generation outdoors. Go to kidsoutdoorzone.com. All right, we're headed to church.
My pastor asked if I had a bow and 3 arrows that they could borrow for the sermon today. I'm like, wonder what's up with that. You need a target? You need some help? You want me to come throw some down range for you?
That's going to be good. Well, hey, folks, we'll see you at church. Honey, I'm on my way home. I know we got some breakfast sausage to cook in there. And that's it. Road Rash, you're the man. Regulators, let's mount up.
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a
trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.